AusPic. Pictures that give meaning to Australia. With Susan Butler.
The word donga is borrowed from South African English at the time of the Boer War. Ultimately, it comes from Zulu, udonga, meaning a gully or watercourse. These watercourses were formed by water erosion but were mostly dry, thus giving cover to soldiers. In Australia, the first mention of dongas came in the gripping account of the death of the Prince Imperial of France, the only child of Emperor Napoleon III of France and his Empress Consort Eugenie. After his father was dethroned in 1870, the prince relocated with his family to England. But, as one writer remarked, you couldn't keep such a gallant young man idle, and he asked the British to allow him to fight in the Boer War. The newspapers picked up the story as follows. The official account states that on the alarm of Zulus being in the neighbourhood of the small party, they all mounted and in the general flight dispersed in different directions. That the prince and two others, unfortunately, rode into a deep donga in which some of the enemy were concealed. That they there met with their death. After that, the Australian readership became familiar with dongas in the South Australian context, so familiar that they exported the word to do service in the Australian environment. In Australian English, donga came to refer to a local phenomenon in desert country, a round depression that is watered in times of heavy rain so that the growth within it is lush by comparison with the surrounding desert. But it can also be used in the South African way to refer to a dry watercourse. There is an account in the Western Mail Perth in 1949 of dingoes on the Nullarbor Plain, written by a teacher in a fettling camp working on the Trans-Australian Railway. In describing the types of dingoes and their habits, he commented, "This particular dog haunted a collapsed cavern in a donga 15 miles north of the fettling camp and used the actual cave entrance as its home and hideout." Unquote. A 14-year-old girl described her life on the Trans-Australian line in the Australian Worker in 1916. "We are in the centre of the biggest plain in the world. It is 460 miles across. It is called the Nullarbor Plain. We are living in a donga. What we call a donga is a round hollow with small trees around it and all sorts of vegetation about. These are the only places where there is anything green." Unquote. These dongas are watered by the periodic rain. It is suggested that they are places where underground caverns have collapsed, providing an oasis of fertile soil and lush vegetation. Donga then came to mean any rough shelter, probably as a transfer from the war experience of the sheltering gullies in South Africa. There is an account of a great survival story in the Kimberley in 1992, when a group of 76 Chinese were stranded on the coast and walked over 100 kilometres through the bush to find help. Once they arrived at a cattle station, and I quote, "the Chinese were billeted in one of the homestead's five outhouses, normally occupied by men seasonally employed for cattle mustering. Government officials were likewise found beds or floor space for their swags in a donga in the back of the homestead or in the other outhouses." Unquote. There was great admiration for the ability of the Chinese to survive in a totally foreign landscape, such that one police sergeant remarked that their enterprise during their trek, and I quote, "made Superman look like a Sheila." This use of donga seems to be associated with the military, so it often refers to one of a series of huts constructed for the accommodation of soldiers or people in a quasi-military situation, as on a construction site or on a cattle station. The huts built by the Australian government in Papua New Guinea after the Second World War were called dongas. The donga experience has stretched as far as Antarctica, where it originally referred to a hut, but has generalised to apply to sleeping quarters, even if they are located in a more permanent building. Do you have a natural donga near you? do you make use of the donga style shelter? Can you describe your donga to us? And can you send us a picture, please?
That's Auspic. Thank you, Susan Butler. Send any contributions or your pictures to macquariedictionary.com.au/Auspic. That's O-Z-PIC, one word. macquariedictionary.com.au/Auspic.